the airwaves. If you like, do it toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line joining you. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Again, our number is 855-450-FREE. You can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, big update on the Boston bomber story. Mark has that to share with us. But there was a topic we started at the very end of the show last night that I thought deserved a little bit more time. And I say this as somebody who really doesn't care about broadcast television. I don't even know if this technology is going to save broadcast television, but it seems like it has the potential to either save it or kill it off for good. And let me explain what I'm talking about in case you weren't tuned in last night. There's a company called Aereo, and at the moment, they're only doing business in New York City.
However, New York City?
That's right. However, they will be expanding, according to their website, to approximately 21 other markets. So if you live in a big metro, or even the surrounding area of a metro, a big city, then you will be able to take advantage of this service. If you're a TV person, and I'm not, but some people are. Some people pay. Mark, you've got the DirecTV thing.
Yep.
What are you paying per month for that?
It's moved around a little bit. I was going to cancel it because my mom wanted to have it basically when she had come up to visit and, you know, whatever. I didn't feel like having it around. But I'd say it's somewhere about $75.
And how many of those channels do you actually watch?
Personally?
Yeah.
About a half a dozen.
Okay.
I like the military channel. I like the... But you have to get the channels you want to watch.
That's true. That's true. And so this company, Aereo, it's definitely got its ups and its downs. I don't know if they're going to survive the next 5 years. I really don't know. But I just thought their technology was interesting. And Johnson, are you familiar with this company at all?
Yes, I'm very familiar with this story. I've been following it for... It's been like about a month. I think it's been at least a couple weeks since they won their lawsuit.
I just came across it yesterday, so I had not heard about them at all until I came across it in an industry news piece. And I found this NPR piece because I was looking and looking and looking, because when you go to their website, they kind of explain how their system works, and they say, we've got little antennas, and you'll have an antenna,
right,
too.
You don't hate the cable companies quite like I do.
But what I didn't understand when I was just watching their how it works things, like, well, what does that mean? Do they ship you an antenna? Do they ship you a TV antenna, and then you plug it into your iPad or your laptop, and then you get HDTV? No, you're receiving broadcast television channels on your computer via this web service, Aereo, but in their server or their data center, mm-hmm, they actually have thousands of little antennas, little HDTV antennas that are hooked into their racks, basically. And you are using their antenna. You're essentially renting an antenna to use to receive HDTV channels. So the company, Aereo, cannot be sued, or they were sued,
right,
but they were successful in the suit. They cannot lose in court based on copyright provisions that prevent them from broadcasting a channel. So, for instance, if you were to take Sci-Fi Network, or you were to take Fox News or whatever your local ABC affiliate is, and you were to put that on your Ustream channel, that would be a broadcast for public consumption. It'd be a violation of the copyright laws, and they'd have you shut down.
Speaking of, did you hear Fox's response to this?
Yes. Okay. In fact, as NPR points out, Fox News Corp is saying they're considering taking their over-the-air network off the air. They're thinking about taking Fox, your local Fox
so
affiliate,
ridiculous,
and moving it to cable only.
They're not really thinking about doing that. I mean, it's just publicity. It's just a stunt. It's like, yeah, okay, you're going to just kill your own market. Okay, fine. You're just going to throw away all that money for no reason. Oh, fine.
Univision's talking about doing the very same thing.
Yeah, I
think it's pretty ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But nonetheless,
to some extent, it's going to affect their spot rate. Their ad, you know, a spot rate is the price that one pays for an advertising avail. That's the little spot that an ad goes in. And
it's going to go down because more people see it?
Well, if Fox News or Univision pulls their stuff off of broadcast,
right, it's going to kill their business.
Well, it's going to affect their spot rate in a negative fashion.
Yeah, hugely negative.
Just because their advertisers will say, well, you know, we don't get broadcast anymore. That what I would think is the biggest thing. Also, it would affect sort of their credibility in a marketplace. Right. Being the broadcast, affiliate in a particular area gives weight to your evening news.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's probably to a certain extent true, but I mean, most people get their news, for example, from The Daily Show, which is on Comedy Central.
But you're talking about national news. It's entirely different. If you want to know, about the robberies and murders that go on in the local area, the only place to get that is your local affiliate and have them scare the bejesus out of you at 11 o'clock at night. And that is where the money is made.
Is there plutonium in your drinking water tonight at 11?
That is where the money is. You might as well, I mean, those stations, the only reason they keep them on the air the other 23 hours out of the day, they got those 2 half hours. I guess there's the morning half.
This local woman found snakes in her basement. What might be lurking in yours?
That's right. And that whole thing, that's where the money is in a local marketplace. The rest of that stuff is crap. And that's what they keep it on the air for, is for that. And I can't imagine they're going to get rid of it.
Your children are in danger.
If you think about it,
that's all you need to know.
I agree. The broadcast companies, if they actually do pull their affiliations, because essentially if Fox were to do what they're suggesting here and pull out of over-the-air television, the stations would still exist. Like where we come from, there's Fox 13 in Tampa.
Yep.
Well, Fox 13 in Tampa is probably an independent company that's affiliated with Fox for their news and their programming, yep. And that would basically mean that Fox would be pulling away from them. They would still exist. They still have all their broadcast equipment. They still have their news team. They still do. They'd have to become an independent channel at that point. It seems like suicide, but I think that that's really an indicator of how new tech this is, how, I guess, disruptive it seems to the people in the business. What? You're taking our on-air signal and making it so more people can see it? This is an outrage! I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And they're upset because they're charging for it. And the reason they've got to charge for it is because bandwidth is expensive.
Yeah, crap isn't free in this world.
So, for $8 a month, Aereo will provide a high, this is from NPR, will provide a high-definition feed of basic over-the-air channels, CBS, NBC, Fox, and the like. If you're tech savvy, you can even watch it on your television. The head of the organization, Chet Kanoja, says he saw a demand for a cable alternative. He says most people watch 7 or 8 channels, even though they have 500, and a third of the households effectively just watch network television. The problem, the stations say, is they don't get a penny of Aereo's monthly fees. The fear is that if Aereo is allowed to continue, really, the new economic foundation of the broadcast business is threatened, according to a senior analyst.
And if you think about it, though, that's really kind of a lie, isn't it? Unless Aereo is somehow playing over their ads.
No, and they're not doing that.
Right.
They're not doing that.
So
that's more exposure.
Really a lie, that they actually are getting pennies of that because they're...
Not directly.
Rate, as you
they could
saying,
raise their right? rates, but they're not getting a cut directly from Aereo.
Well, okay, so if a local affiliate goes on, you know, DirecTV or, you know, whatever the cable network is in the area, that kind of thing, they're going to get some money out of that. That distributor is going to give them a check, and they just want a check from these Aereo people, and that's what they're suing over. They want a check. But... You know, and so they've been getting it coming and going. They've been getting it on the ads, and they've been getting it on the distribution. This is what's killing the newspaper industry, Johnson. They want it on the distribution, and they want it on the ads, and they have to pick one or the other.
Right.
And I don't think the distribution is going to pay, because people are getting more and more used to getting distribution for free with the internet. So... You're going to have to make it on the ads. Frankly, television already has too many ads to go charging, adding more, so they're just going to have to charge more.
Well, so there are a bunch of questions that I have about this is, would you pay for it? I mean, it's $8 a month. You get to watch basically just broadcast television, so you kind of get a basic tier of channels, 20 channels or however many channels are on broadcast in your local area. It only works in that that area, so if you're in New York City, you'll only be able to see New York City stations. If you're in Boston when they launch in Boston or in the in several counties surrounding Boston, all the way out to where we live in Cheshire County,
yeah, 2 hours away,
they're going to be activating this service. So we in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, will be able to watch Boston channels if if we get on board with this. Is it something you're willing to pay $8 a month for? If people are willing to pay for that, then what would the broadcasters do about this? Is this going to help them or kill them in the long run? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water. You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Control toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking TV which I really am not a TV guy, but a lot of people still are. A lot of people like being able to sit down in front of a television set and, you know, watch whatever various different programs are on, surf through the channels, that kind of thing. Personally, it's not something that I really enjoy, but I can understand the appeal of it. I've done it in the past. I did it actually when I was down in Florida visiting and staying over at my ex-girlfriend's house. They have one of those DVR boxes, and I got to pause live television for the first time ever. And
was it one of those generic Scientific Atlanta awful ones, or was
it
TiVo?
I thought it was pretty good. I don't think it was TiVo brand, but I thought it was good.
Did it make the noises? Because
I don't recall. No, I don't think so. But you know, it was kind of cool to be able to do that. But I know, I understand people have been doing that for a decade, but I just did it for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. It's cool technology. But one thing that has never happened until now is that you've never been able to get that broadcast television experience on your computer. And that's what
that's not necessarily true. You do if you have a cable card, you know, if you have one of those cards that, like a TV card.
Okay, yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You've never been able to do it on your laptop.
Over the internet, yeah.
You've never been able to do it on your iPad. You've never been able to do it.
Again, all of those things are really not true. I mean, you've been able to do it as long as you were technologically savvy enough to. You're not getting it over the internet. That's the important part, is that you weren't able to do it through the internet, which makes it really convenient and easy.
I don't think they make TV tuner cards for the iPad, but I could be completely wrong about
that. There's TV tuner apps. Since the iPad has come out, if you have a cable company, like, for example, for the longest time, and they finally shut it off, even here in New Hampshire, I had access to, my mother has cable. And she was on, she's on Cablevision, or like Optimum, is the name of it, and it's an Optimum app. So she doesn't use that service at all. So I downloaded the Optimum app onto my phone and logged in under her email account because she's not using it. She doesn't even use that email address. And I was able to watch TV on my iPhone or iPad through that application. Well, they finally wised up and realized that I'm not even on an Optimum or a Cablevision internet connection, so therefore I should not have access to be able to do that.
So what you're saying is the cable company made its own app to be able to watch their channels.
Right.
I see. Okay. So I stand corrected. But as far as over-the-air television is concerned, that's something that's fairly new.
This is revolutionary. You can pay $8 a month, and you can get all the channels that you could possibly watch in your local area if you had an antenna that was 300 feet tall, and it changes everything.
So the revolutionary part about this is that it's not really that new in terms of technology, because the cable companies are already doing it. However, what this is doing, what's revolutionary about this, is that it's disintermediating the cable companies themselves. There's no cable company involved here. You're not paying for cable. You're not, having to put up an antenna to get the broadcast television. You're getting it through the internet. There's no intermediary step.
There's still a middleman, but it's not your typical middleman.
Right.
It's this company called Aereo. I want to continue talking about it here in a moment and what it's going to mean for the future of broadcasting, which some would say the future of broadcasting isn't a very bright one. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number if you've got thoughts.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregator with a sort of liberty bend. I'm looking at the site right now, and they've got all kinds of different news stories aggregated. Watch live now, Lunar Eclipse, webcasts today from space.com. Jennifer Healy, if cars could talk, accidents might be more avoidable. U.S. Syrian regime may have used chemical weapons against rebels, and Boston suspects planned bombs in New York City, Mayor Bloomberg. So you can go get all the news stories. I subscribe to it, and you may want to, too. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com.
All right, so again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're sharing a story from NPR and just kind of pontificating about this company, Aereo, their website, Aereo.com, only available in New York City. But basically, what it's going to allow, or what it is allowing, is people who heretofore have been completely unable to access broadcast television wherever they are. If you were to watch a broadcast TV channel, for the most part, you're probably sitting at home, or maybe you're at the office. because the average person is not going to totally... Remember those old portable black and white TVs they used to sell, a little 5-inch TV that they were probably like a foot deep and maybe, you know, 5 inches diagonal on the front of the set.
I had one I threw out right as I was moving up here. I'm
they're terrible. Terrible. And of course now they're useless because they're old and they're analog. But the old old tech television never really got that small. It was never really that portable. So no one gets to watch their local ABC affiliate on their iPad simple way.
They did have I never used one, but they had one that had like basically a 2-inch diagonal screen. That
portable TVs, yeah.
It was basically a sort of transistor radio size thing.
They were still pretty big, and it was hard as hell to get reception on those things. If you ever tried one of these old TV handheld units, they were incredibly difficult. You really had to be near the transmitter, basically.
You had to stick the antenna in your ear and lift your left arm and, you know,
stand
on one
leg. It was awful.
So the other difference, I guess I would say, so I was going to ask, do you have Time Warner Internet here?
I do. I have internet, but not cable.
It's not cable internet. You're only...
No, I have cable internet, but I do not have cable television.
Right, but you have cable internet, right?
Correct.
With Time Warner is what I'm asking.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, for example, if I had chosen to pay for cable, I would be able to get the local ABC affiliate, and I would be able to watch it here because you have the same internet provider as me.
Okay.
So the other thing that's interesting about this area is that you're able to watch it no matter where you are because your internet provider, it's independent of your internet provider.
Correct. They're just they're just a company that links you with an antenna, basically, in their data center so you can watch whatever television that you want to. And that means that all these companies that have previously only been able to hit consumers in the home or the workplace will now be able to access them if they're sitting on the subway. And you've got millions of people riding on the subway looking for something to do with their time, with their device sitting in front of them. I think this is incredibly opportune for them.
I guarantee you what's coming down the road as a tech prediction is more battles about the net neutrality thing when the cable companies start blocking Aereo.
The problem, according to the stations, is they're not getting any money from Aereo's monthly fee. Some of these stations, like Fox and Univision, are very upset about this and even threatening to pull their stuff off the air. The fear is that if Aereo's allowed to continue, and the courts have already, at a couple different levels, said, yep, this is legal, really, the new economic foundation is threatened of the broadcast business. This, according to a researching group, SNL Kagan, they research the media business. The new economic foundation is something called a retransmission fee. It used to be that cable companies didn't pay anything to deliver you the basic broadcast channels. That changed about 5 years ago. Flynn says as part of their cable bills, customers now pay about $1 a month for each station. That's turned into a big source of revenue for local affiliates, totaling $2.3 billion last year on top of all the money that stations get from advertising. The networks have really started to depend on the dual revenue stream to enable them to pay for programming, including sports and scripted dramas. Of course, if you had rabbit ears on your TV, you wouldn't pay anything for those stations either. And that's the loophole that Aereo thinks it's found. Aereo actually assigns subscribers their own dime-sized antennas in its data center.
They rent antennas.
Correct. Each one sends a signal over the internet to just one user. So rather than having a cable going out of your house to an antenna, your cable's invisible. It's a wireless cable that connects whatever device you choose to your antenna in their data center. It's really a brilliant solution. Each one of them sends their signal to just their user. So they have one antenna per user. In fact, they actually will give you two antennas. That way you can tune two different things at once.
Like a picture-in-picture?
So when the networks say Aereo should... Well, no, what they have is a DVR, so you can watch something, you can record something at the same time. So when the networks say Aereo should be paying them fees, just like the cable companies do, the chief executive officer says his service is no different than having your antenna at home. He says, we're not a cable company, we're an antenna technology. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll free, 855-450-FREE. We're looking at the changing face of broadcast media, and I just think it's interesting to watch old media and watch them in their death throes as they frustrate themselves unnecessarily, in this case, I think, over new technology, and are all upset over this new tech called Aereo, that is allowing people to connect to little HDTV antennas in a server farm somewhere and watch crystal clear HDTV broadcast over-the-air television on their internet devices. Some companies like Fox and Univision are livid about this, and they're threatening to pull their stations off the air entirely and go cable only.
Isn't Univision like the Spanish channel?
That's exactly right. They're the number one Spanish channel out there. So we'll continue that story here in moments. ShinyBadges.com is where you can go to get embossed, die-struck metal badges with a lustrous, jewelry-like finish. These things are incredibly beautiful, and they are a statement. They're going to get conversations started. You can get them for Bitcoin, volunteerism, Shire Society. Go to ShinyBadges.com. They accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, Federal Reserve notes. Again, ShinyBadges.com. Looking forward to going out to the Bitcoin conference this next month, actually about a month away, just under a month away from now. We'll be meeting up with Dobby Barker, and from what I understand, he's going to be joining us as a co-host on our Thursday night show, which will be our show that we do prior to the kickoff of the Bitcoin conference. So
it's all coming together.
Yeah, I guess he lives in the area. He's a native of the San Jose area, so he'll be kind of showing us around, which is cool because he's a really great guy. And he's the guy behind ShinyBadges.com. So Aereo is the company, and these other companies like Fox and Univision are really upset. They tried to sue, and they lost. According to NPR, so far, an appeals court agrees with Aereo. A consortium of networks tried to block Aereo, accusing the company of profiting off the copyrighted shows that they had spent millions to produce and air. But Aereo prevailed in the case. It was after that ruling that News Corp president Chase Carey called Aereo a pirate and threatened to take Fox off the airwaves in retaliation. Soon, Univision said the same. Most think it's saber-rattling, but media lawyer Matthew Del Nero says there's some precedent for the station's argument. He wasn't involved in the Aereo case, though he does work with some of the networks that filed the suit. He said years ago cable companies made similar arguments to the ones that Aereo makes now. They said, we're simply delivering broadcast signals that someone could get just as easily over the air. And Congress looked at that and said, well, wait a minute, you're obviously delivering some value with that because subscribers are willing to pay you monthly fees for it. It was then that over-the-air stations gained the right to charge the cable companies for their channels. If Aereo continues to prevail in court...
Now, I don't know entirely how it works or worked at the time, but cable channels also put in ads. Maybe they didn't at that time, but you know, they're getting some value for themselves by putting ads in. It's not just delivery at that point. They're also putting ads in and making money in that way. Aereo's right. Not, as I know, as I understand, putting ads
no,
in.
No, they're not.
They're just
they're
delivering
just a conduit, basically.
Yeah. They're renting you an antenna.
If I were Aereo, I would have to say that I would sell a portable watching device, like a portable viewing device named the La, because I'm just a child.
I don't know what that means.
What?
Because then it would be the Areola.
If Aereo continues to prevail in court, Del Nero says cable companies could copy its model and free themselves from the fees. And after another court ruled against a similar service in California, all this may ultimately end up in the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, Aereo is expanding. They're going to markets across the country. And you may actually end up getting access to more broadcast channels as a result of this. We were talking about it during one of the breaks. Here in Cheshire County, you can't get jack for broadcasting. You can put an antenna up as high as you want to put it, and you're lucky if you're going to get a PBS station coming in on that thing.
I had rabbit ears. I just wanted to try them out. Brought them up here when we moved up here and tried them out. Couldn't get anything. These are the ones that you plug into the wall, so they're kind of electric, and they're supposed to suck down a little more. Yeah. Nothing. Nothing.
No, of course not.
Like one fuzzy PBS channel.
So do you buy the like HD whatever converter box that's required now, or did you just plug it?
Was before that.
Okay. Yeah.
It wouldn't matter if you bought an HD converter box now because he can't get those channels in, so it doesn't
right.
It doesn't matter.
Right. Buying an HD converter box would just have – I would just have an HD
converter. So this is cool tech, but there's some downsides, right? So it's still going to cost you bandwidth. So unless you've got some kind of unlimited bandwidth package for your mobile device, there's only going to be so much watching you're going to be able to do on the road. I mean, most of the time, if you've got a Verizon connection or some other kind of 3G or 4G cell phone connection, there's some sort of cap. And if you're streaming HD video, that's a whole different world than streaming some audio from, you know, our server. If we're sending you 64 kilobits a second, you're looking at probably a megabit per second or more. Or to get decent HD video on your device.
Right, but you can guarantee this is going to start making the cable companies angry.
Well, of course it's going to make them angry. I'm just talking about reasons why Aereo is going to have a tough time
right.
selling this product. Not only do you have to pay Aereo for the service, but you're also going to probably end up paying for more bandwidth if you're a real heavy TV watcher and you're watching a lot of it on your device. If you stream a lot of audio, you might go over your bandwidth cap for the month. If you stream a fair amount of video, you're definitely going over your bandwidth cap.
Yeah, but I think most people who are getting the service are probably not going to be heavy, huge watchers. I mean, maybe.
But wouldn't you have to be a fairly heavy television user to see value in something like paying for broadcast television?
Not necessarily. No. Some people just want to see the shows live. Like, you know, for example, people who are watching shows like Walking Dead or, you know, whatever, like the water cooler shows, you know.
Right. This gives you two things. Not only do you have the TiVo thing going on, but you get 27 channels. Most people can live with 27 channels pretty well.
And you get all the big broadcast channels, so the ABC, the NBC, the Fox.
You're probably
going
to be able to see the shows you want to see.
Correct. First run, you'll be able to see them live with this, no doubt about it. And to their credit, they do give you the taste test package for free. You can watch an hour per day totally free over their system to try to hook you and get you to pay the $8 package. And then you can pay more than $8 a month if you want more DVR space. So if you're paying the $8, you get like 20 hours per week or month or something of DVR space. So if you need more than that, the DVR is on their servers, by the way. They're not recording
That's convenient
it.
Because oftentimes you're fighting for DVR space.
Right, so you're not recording it on your handheld device or whatever device you're using. So that's my question. You know, not being a broadcast television viewer, I just have to wonder, how many broadcast TV viewers are there out there? I saw another article saying there's only 50 million of them left in the U.S., which is more than I actually expected.
That's completely different, though, Ian. You're talking about people that choose to watch over rabbit ears or an antenna at their house. Yeah. That's an entirely different thing than what Aereo's necessarily going
to
bring in.
True, they can market to everybody who's got a cable connection.
To me, this sounds attractive. I might just scuttle my DirecTV that I get to pay $75 a month for. Mm-hmm. And take this at $8 a month. I mean, look at the savings.
Right.
You can watch basically free TV on the internet. It's just not that easy to do necessarily for me.
But of course, and, you know, it's funny because I just thought about it. And like, you know, the show I mentioned as a water cooler show, Walking Dead, is I think AMC is only on cable.
That's only cable. Yes,
it's only
you
cable.
Get
so
that.
You wouldn't get that. You wouldn't get Comedy Central. You wouldn't get History Channel. You wouldn't get Sci-Fi. You wouldn't get
whatever's on the air is all you'd get.
You know, that you're not going to get. You would only get, like, ABC, NBC. You know, it's back to the days when, you know, people in our generation were kids, and you go, you don't have cable? So, like, is you know, the families that had cable versus the families that didn't have cable.
But back then,
nothing on.
There were only three channels that, if you didn't have cable, you only got three channels.
It's still that way.
No, it would be 27 with this service.
Yeah, but 27, like, oh, great, I've got Univision. Wonderful.
Not very useful for English speakers, but I tell you, there's a lot of people out there. Univision's one of the highest grossing
if you speak Spanish, there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people, but for someone like me, I don't speak Spanish, and I don't care that much about soccer, you know? So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of channels on there that I just don't, like PBS. I mean,
football.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that love their government TV, PBS, you know, but no, I'm not interested.
I think PBS puts on some good programs.
So, in the studio, Mark, you're willing to maybe go for this. Johnson, you're pretty skeptical.
I don't pay for any TV at all.
There you go.
MZB.
So I don't know what the future for Aereo is, but if they do manage to stick around, it will certainly be interesting to see how these companies respond. Is Fox actually going to end their broadcast division as a result of this one company going into business?
On their feet.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What's next? If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams and the podcast there. Totally free. m.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, Mark, Ian here in the studio with you tonight. Johnson, you said there was a little bit more you wanted to say about this company Aereo that is stirring up the broadcast television business. It was business as usual until these guys showed up on the scene and started connecting people with mobile devices and in their homes as well,
right,
with broadcast television reception that would not have been really as near as good had you put up your own antenna. Had you spent the money to put your own antenna up, your results would probably have varied. These guys have set their location of their server in a place that is optimal to receive all the signals in the area, in a given city area, and they can pull down all these broadcast channels, digitize them, and send them to you over the internet so you can watch in full HD resolution on your favorite device. And these existing companies like Fox and Univision are pissed. They're talking about pulling their stations off the air and going cable only because they're mad because they're not getting a cut of the $8 a month that Aereo is charging customers.
Right. So what will be interesting here is, I think, well, if the cable companies do that, then, or sorry, if the broadcast companies do that, these channels, then this is going to kill Aereo, right? Nothing going to happen there. But if they don't, now that Aereo has won their lawsuit, I think it's a race for Aereo to, one, get into all these major metropolitan areas so that they can spread their signal as far and wide as they possibly can, mm-hmm. so that, you know, people like us out in middle of nowhere compared to Boston can pick up Boston's signal, even though we're, you know, hours away. But then the next race is to, before it's to beat the cable companies blocking Aereo or messing with them or downgrading their signal or somehow degrading the traffic from
Aereo. The broadcast companies.
You know, the not the broadcast companies, the cable companies.
Okay.
Because the cable companies, you know, with the way net neutrality works is that they can say that this isn't priority traffic, and so they can slow it down, and then it becomes unusable, unwatchable.
If they could identify that traffic,
if
right?
If they can identify that traffic, yes, absolutely. So
they'd have to somehow be able to notice that Aereo servers were sending data, because otherwise it's just another video stream.
I'm sure
stream.
They'll be able to recognize the IPs and all that stuff. And, but other than that, what the thing that Aereo has to race to do, or I would think that they need to race to do, is that they need to get on these platforms that are already being widely used as media, home media centers, like Xbox and PlayStation
Roku
and whatever else. I mean, there's tons of other platforms out there, and they just need to get on those, you know, and
yeah,
a software update,
smart.
And, you know, suddenly that then becomes huge. Because then it's right in everyone's living room, or at least a huge amount of customers.
And just because Fox and Univision are, you know, PO'd about this, doesn't mean that NBC, ABC, and CBS, I mean, maybe they all sued. I don't know who all was involved in the suit, but maybe there's some stations that have realized, hey, wait a minute, this is going to connect us with more people than have ever watched our broadcast signal. This is possibly going to save their broadcast signal, because I'm sure a lot of these companies have thought, let's just turn off the transmitter. No one's watching anymore. What's the point?
No, I think here's the reason why they're mad. This is the reason that I can guess that they're mad, is because Fox, ABC, NBC, all these broadcast networks, for the most part, they all have a way you can watch their network online through their website.
That's true.
So suddenly what happens is if everyone goes...
Which they're monetizing with advertising.
Right. But if everyone goes to Aereo and starts watching on Aereo, then suddenly their stats on their website goes down. Suddenly people stop watching on Fox.com, they start watching on Aereo.com, suddenly they don't have the numbers.
True.
They can't count their
advertisers.
They can't count them? Yeah, they can't count them.
But they still get the watcher, the viewers.
They're going to get the eyes, but they don't
know. How are they
going to
know?
They don't know how many there are.
Well, how do they know? How do they know with broadcast? How do they know with...
They don't know with broadcast, but they can give numbers based on their own website, and if those numbers on their own website go down, their revenues go down, so they are going to get hurt.
Of course, with websites, you're looking at on-demand programming versus live programming, which is what Aereo is dealing with, unless we're talking about DVR. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting story, and I thought it deserved more than the 5 minutes that we kind of threw at the very end of the show last night. And what would be nice is if Aereo would include local radio stations in there as well. That wouldn't be hard to do, I don't think. Maybe make it a whole broadcast media package and give their customers the ability to access radio, too.
Radio stations don't reach as far as TV stations, so as you'd said, they place their server farm or whatever they call that thing, data center, in the optimum place to pick up 27 TV stations, which all have a large broadcast area, whereas they wouldn't be able to pick up each 1,000-watt AM in that same broadcast area. So if you take Boston as a center point and draw a two-hour circle around Boston and say this is all the areas that Aereo can sell because they have 27 TV channels, there's going to be in that two-hour circle a lot of small AMs and FMs that are not listenable in Boston. So they would have to open other farms or...
Well, no, I was just talking about the ones that are receivable in Boston. It would just be nice to have it as a multimedia platform. And maybe that's something they're going to go to one of these days if they actually make it work. Let's go to the Skype where Rod is on the line, or Rod and Joy. Hello there. Hello, Skype. Going once. Skype going twice.
tell you what, we're going to put them back on hold. Maybe there's some sort of technical difficulty. So, in other news, Mark, you've got an update on the Boston bombing situation. Turns out, as we had speculated on these airwaves, turns out it wasn't really a firefight after all, in that I had suggested that, is the term firefight really accurate if it's a one-sided battle? If only one side is shooting, is that really something you can call a firefight? If you're on the receiving end of a barrage of bullets, is that a firefight? Don't you actually have to have some kind of fight going on in order for it to be considered a firefight? That's what we'd said on the air, and we were totally speculating that, hey, maybe this kid wasn't actually shooting at the cops, the 19-year-old who was taken into custody. Turns out he wasn't.
My big concern with this was is they were going to kill both of these guys, and we'd never find out what went on.
Right.
And it darn close to happened. According to WashingtonPost.com, Boston suspect had no firearm when barrage of bullets hit the hiding place.
Wow.
Although police feared he was heavily armed, the suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing had no firearms when he came under a barrage of police gunfire that struck the boat where he is hiding, according to multiple federal law enforcement officials.
What about the night before?
So there was two shootouts.
Right.
I don't know what we don't know what the specifics are that happened in the first shootout.
Well, we did see the video that was posted to our Facebook page where it was an alleged video of that shootout. I can't verify the veracity of the claim. But alleged video of the shootout, and during the video, you heard the people who were supposedly in the car, the two guys, yell something to the effect of, "We didn't do it, we're coming out." Mm-hmm. And gunshots keep ringing out. So you would think that if someone is saying, "We didn't do it, we're coming out," that sounds to me like someone who's not shooting.
Right.
That sounds to me like someone who's going to put their hands up and is going to try to live through this encounter. But if you've got a bunch of trigger-happy cops who've decided these kids are guilty, that are sitting behind their police cars plinking at these guys, which is what it seemed like in the video because it's dark. You can't really tell you can't tell if there's any muzzle flare or anything like that. So there's no evidence in that video that I could see that the teenager and his older brother were actually firing back at the police in the first video. And now we know that he wasn't firing back in the second incident.
Yeah, and I mean, it looks like I believe they've got a confession out of this guy, and they have a motive out of him, which has to do with Middle Eastern wars the United States is involved in. So it doesn't sound to me like we're talking about an innocent victim here. But I'm a customer of law enforcement.
Just a clarification. You didn't see him confess, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, look, I'm going to
maybe you have a confession, maybe you don't.
Maybe he fired back at the cops, and maybe he didn't. Maybe he had a firearm, maybe he didn't.
Who's reporting that he didn't have a firearm?
The Washington Post.
Okay. Where are they getting the information from?
Multiple federal law enforcement officers.
I'd say that's pretty believable. I mean,
Johnson, why do I have to deal with this crap? Why do I have to deal with a partner who will selectively pick the stories? Either you believe the mainstream media or you don't. You don't get to pick what part you believe and what part you don't.
Sure, I do.
There's
reasons to believe one thing over another.
But not if you're going
to
be believable.
I don't know if I believe them when they say, "We have a confession," because who knows what the guy said in reality.
Why in the world? Look,
but why would they tell
the terrorists hate us for our freedoms, why in the world would they claim that the suspect blamed it on foreign wars? I mean, why wouldn't they just say, "We hate Britney Spears, we hate Coca-Cola, and we hate you GD Americans"? I mean, if they were going to shove some bullcrap down your throat, Ian, I can make better bullcrap.
You make a good point there.
Thank you.
So
I don't know. The whole thing about with this guy's wife is the thing that weirds me out.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, his wife converted to Islam in a very radical fashion.
All right. You can tell me more about it here in a moment. Hour 2's next, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Turns out he didn't have a gun in the boat. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.